Did I ever tell you my Me Too moment?
No.
When I worked at the hospital and I was wearing scrubs.
Oh, yeah, the girl said,
I told you, Keith?
No, I didn't hear this. So what happened?
Yeah, so I'm wearing scrubs in the hospital. I'm emergency room tech. And a young woman, she comes in. She's probably only 18. Like, I don't know why I was sent in there without a chaperone anyway, because I was a young man. I was like 23. And while I'm in there taking her vital signs, there's nobody in there but her and her girlfriend, who was around the same age as her or younger. And I go in there and I put the thermometer in her mouth, pause, and I got the blood pressure cuff on. And while we just sitting there waiting as the seconds tick off, she just reaches out and squeezes my penis. Because I had an imprint in my scrub. Well, not a little imprint, but you know what I mean.
We don't need to explain imprints. Okay. So she assaulted you.
She reached out and gave it a nice little squeeze. And then looked at her friend, and they both started cracking up, laughing, giggling, as if they already discussed it. And she was like, bitch, I dare you. And then when I came back in the room, she did it. And the crazy part about it was, while she after she did it, I couldn't just jerk away and react or move, because I still had to wait a few more seconds for the blood pressure cuff.
Oh, Lord.
You had to wait a couple moments for what?
For the blood pressure cuff to finish reading.
You are now listening to the Street 16 Podcast.
Peace and greetings. I recently went back home to New York for a conference in Brooklyn. While I was there, I had my annual lunch with my dad at a seafood restaurant downtown. Our lunch had many epic moments, not the least of which was the 8 minutes that it took him to order his sandwich. To the young black waitress, who was very patient with my dad, I want to say thank you. To my dad, I like to say happy Father's Day. Now, welcome to the Street 16 Podcast. It's been 2 weeks since our last podcast, but I'm happy to be here with you today, even though I start off this segment with a minus 10. One, because I didn't record my dad's epic order to the waitress, which was a classic Saturday Night Live skit of a 70-year-old New York man that rambles. And also because apparently I've given my sister a Me Too moment. And I really feel bad about that.
You were just a creep. It's not a Me Too moment.
All right. Well, for me, I have to humbly retreat back to my square and try to organically reproduce my image.
No. Cold as pee. Pause. You, my friend, have received your first letter in the game of pause.
Yes, you did.
That is definitely
yes, he did.
Yeah, you got a pee on deck.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a PA. That's
yeah,
a PA.
You got 10.
Oh, two.
Yeah.
Not recording your father?
Yes.
Is that P worthy? Okay, word,
yeah.
PA.
Yeah, I got a PA. For y'all who do not know, we play a game called Pause, where if you get a major violation on the podcast or even around the podcast, you get a letter. And the letters are P-A-U-S-E, which spells the word pause. If any podcast member reaches the word pause, all bets are on Marco. Every other podcast member, including DJ Caree, DJ Caree's wife, and the baby, gets to throw you out of any segment of their choosing. Even in mid-sentence, even if you are blowing your nose, sneezing, coughing, or praying, they get to put you out of the room like Dino and Fred Flintstone. -5 for the old reference. So I have a PA, 3 more letters, and I get to be kicked out anytime by everyone. But more on that in a minute. First, let me introduce my people. To my left, it's the brother who has to make a public apology tonight. Because he feels his actions on air were inappropriate. He calls himself the nigga you love to hate. I call him the light-skinned, I need money, Mr. Marco Valencia.
Yo, how y'all doing? It's good to be back after 2 weeks. We have Music Theory Studios, DJ Kareem. Look, my panel here, I love them, but I'm going to have to apologize.
Hold that thought, because we're going to get to your apology.
I know.
After this moment. After this segment, but to my immediate left, it's the Young Black Mermaid, my favorite panelist.
Hey,
we
hey.
Are fighting. It's become official. And I'm losing the fight. But more on that in a moment. Sister, how are you doing? Welcome to the show.
I am doing fantastic. Hello out there, everybody. It's good to be back.
All right. How's your girlfriend who was here with us last time?
Sheena, she's doing great.
Is she done with all of us? Because you told me that she had a unfortunate circumstance.
Yeah, that dude was a complete creep. Yeah.
One of my friends?
Yes, your friend.
Birds of a feather?
Probably flock together.
I haven't seen
him. Wait, we talking about homeboy?
Raven? Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he slid straight in her DMs and acted a plum fool.
Oh, God.
Did you get any screenshots?
Here's what you fail to realize. The things that take place between me and my friends in conversation will not be shown to you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to make a point to talk about you now with them and tell you about it and not show you screenshots.
How do we know that she is not exaggerating these accusations against my homeboy?
I've seen them with my own eyes.
Yeah, but what about the public?
I'm sorry, that nigga crazy.
The public and the podcast team and the listening audience.
What is your fascination with this group chat?
No. I'm not fascinated with the group chat per se.
You keep trying to find out what's going on.
I want to see if this is real evidence against Raven or if this is fabrication.
Hasn't he already been accused of stuff like this before?
No, not Raven. It was someone else who we cannot mention.
Who we can? The name that shall remain nameless?
Yes, for now.
Okay.
For now. Definitely for
let's
now.
Let's introduce Jeff.
Yes, let's introduce Jeff.
What about me?
What about me?
I know, right?
To my right is your favorite bartender's favorite bartender, Jay Wonder, a.k.a. Jeff McCoy. What's good, family?
Not a whole lot, man. It's great to be back. Let's jump into these segments. I'm sure we got enough room for all of y'all and your foolishness this afternoon.
True, indeed.
I decided to play the back. I'm being stoic today.
And you brought a special guest with you tonight.
We got Pops in the building. Pops is here for the Father's Day episode. He had to come through with a special guest.
Okay.
Illustrious each and every time.
Okay. You know? All right. Do you have questions prepared for your Pops, or are you leaving that to the panel, or how are we doing?
I'm leaving that to the panel. We've already had enough of me and my open the goddamn door story and all of that, so I'm sure he's got one on deck. Probably Jeff Brown falling me down. If you got another one, feel
he's
free
laughing,
to share.
Just so you guys know, he's over there laughing. He's ready for it.
But so we're going to have some fun with this one at my personal expense.
Damn, you like took it. My joke, man. I was going to say, open the goddamn door.
I love that shit, man. I mean, it happens.
We just need to say that every time.
I know that's right.
All right. Well, that's a good place to stop right there. That's a great tease. When we come back, we'll be back with Jeff McCoy's father, Mr. Jeff Brown, on the Street 16 podcast. Pause.
Open the goddamn door!
Yeah, I can't believe I'm here. Bitches all around me wanna breathe my air. Got what you need, my dear. Serving drinks, I ain't gotta leave my chair. Sip the Beetle juice. Lotta came missing and needles loose. What? You can't slide by me. I'ma cut it in half and divide by three. When you ask me to rap, you ask me to snap. If I lay you off the mic on my day off, perhaps we can all get along like you know me. Aight? But for real, I'ma treat them like Kobe and White. Call me Mr. Hostility. Lost my ability for bullshit. Nah, keep it real, you ain't feeling me. I'm the type of guy out of sync when I'm trying to drink like a fireman and think like a scientist. But I never been that lousy. Writing all night till my pen got drowsy. Yeah, time to wake me up. You gon' need referees just to break me up. You ain't never seen us, nothing come between us. From the stash to the smoke or the nicotine bus. From the mic to the legacy that's between us. And we keep it 100. We still run with the same niggas till we lease 100. The same formula we should come with.
Here's the drum kick. Now I'm done with y'all.
Peace, we're back. Street 16 Podcast. Mike Barcliff, Keith Crawford, Jeff McCoy, and we are joined by my man to the left, Mr. Jeff Brown. This is Jeff McCoy's father, here to join us for our Father's Day episode. Greetings, brother.
Thank you, brother, for having me. Appreciate it.
So we've heard some great things. The thing that I heard most prevalently was, as soon as you see him and as soon as you hear him talk, you're going to know that's my dad. That's what this guy said to me.
That's the thing. In the break, we were talking about just funny stories, but in the beginning, we talked about the measure of pride that I had about the show. And that comes from just being a parent. We want to see ourselves and our kids, not the basics. He looks like me. He talks like me. He walks like me. We want to understand from their minds that they can survive. And we want to see a piece of ourselves. And what I see, you know, in my son is the same analytical mind. And he's taking it. He's doing well with it in this form. How much pride, you know, can I express in that?
You ever see a clip and feel like, yo, I wish I could debate him on that? Like people, you know, yell at the news?
No, because the great thing about us, what I like about him most, is Jeff can drop a subject and I can pick it up and we can run it together. It's just that easy. We don't need to debate it. I don't think there's ever been a debate. There's always been, between us, a respectful adoration and mutual understanding in a disagreement about each other's views on things. He has never once, when we discuss things, said, Pop, I don't believe that. He'll just drop another question. So my subject is biblical. Love God, like Jesus, love Jesus. I love it. We don't believe the same, but there's never been a FU kind of moment in that thing. What it always is he runs me through the gauntlet of my own beliefs. So I know where I stand and I know what I need to check by the time we finish a conversation.
So you use it actually as a constructive sort of thing to help reinforce some of what you already building.
And he has made me comfortable with that.
That is a great answer.
Yeah. Because you expect the kickback. Well, God this, God that, God this. He never does that. He asks another question. It's not as I just said it. I use it that way. But he's genuinely open, genuinely curious, genuinely learning. And that's what I like about my kid the most, that we can talk. What I see in him is my own analytical mind, but with his thoughts and words applied.
Give thanks. Key, you want to add on?
You know me. I'm emotional right now. You know I like when you guys' parents talk so sweetly about you guys.
I noticed that.
Especially because I don't like Jeff, so here.
He's so full of it. But what about you? He's so full of it.
But she had asked about the Jeff Brown Hold Me Down story.
Jeff Brown, Hold Me Down.
Yeah, I definitely
out here on the block.
If I'm misquoting it, I'm probably another minus five. What is it?
What's the story? I was away a lot with the military in his younger years. But when we got together, I was always trying to create that relationship just to strengthen it, to bond it. And, you know, when we were kids, we're old school. You remember the push merry-go-round? Mm-hmm. You know, that thing where you get on and you better hold on because the big kid's out there pushing and that thing is mm-hmm. running in that circle. Mm-hmm. So they had one at the McDonald's up on Airline Boulevard. And I'm thinking, my childhood, his childhood. So I put him on and tell him to hold on. And I pushed that thing and he went flying. I was like, oh man, this is not good. This is not gonna go well. And he cried. And when we got home, the first thing he did when he broke in the door was told his mom, Jeff Brown, fold me down. and she hands flying. What did you do to him? Blah, blah, blah. And for 33 years, He posted an entry on Facebook about some original stories or what was it to ask me to be honest.
Okay. Yeah.
And tell me the first thing. Write your name, and I tell you the first thing I think. And I knew as soon as I put my name on there, Jeff Brown, Fall Me Down was going to come up. Yeah. Always.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Did Jeff hit his head when he flew off that merry-go-round?
I don't remember because when I saw him fly, I was just like. this is, oh, fuck, crying out loud. You know what I mean? It's
So we're not too sure if he hit his head or not is what you're saying.
No, I don't. Are you trying to say my kid is...
Y'all heard that, right?
I'm not going to let y'all talk about it. Let y'all talk about children on this show.
You got it, kid.
Well, you know,
you got it. I'm going to come for you later.
I really love your son. You know, I think this guy is grade A quality creation right here. You know, I got a high, it's a high altitude, my impression of this brother.
The smartest man in the room.
Usually.
Is there anything about Jeff that you would be like, listen, I wish you would, you know, maybe tweak this or work on this, improve this? Anything about Jeff that you, anything that we could say about Jeff that's actually not, you know, all positive and glowy?
He wants some dirt.
No, not anything unselfish. I'm sorry. Uh-huh. Not anything unselfish. I went to Norfolk State. I played as Dominguez. I fired Norfolk State. I wanted a legacy. That's the only thing that I miss. I wish he had done that. But for me, mm-hmm. because I wanted the legacy. Mm-hmm. I wanted, you know, to say, my kid. So, but...
Spartans.
Okay, look, he. Agree.
Tell him, Pop, your name is Practice.
Jeff made his
Practice
way.
Practice makes perfect.
Jeff made his way. He stuck to his guns. He didn't want to go to school right then when everybody was pushing him to go. He didn't want to. We wanted it. And, of course, we thought we knew what was best. But he carved out his own niche. How can you be mad at that? Can't always have our way. But I got grandsons.
Yes, you do.
One of them will put that purple and gold on. All
right.
I am telling you. Start grooming them now. One of them will put that purple and gold
Speaking
on.
Of grandsons.
Oh, yeah.
What's your impression of Jeff being Pops?
Better than me.
Okay.
Better than me. Better than me. Because his different generation, his boys are more complicated, and they have a lot of Jeff's new attributes. You know what I mean? I believe we get 23 and 23 from our parents, but personality-wise, we get, what, a third? And then that last third is your own, you know, based on your environmental experiences, your friends. So that third that's his, he carved that out on his own. You cannot be mad at that. And the boys will do the same because they have now his 23 and not my 23. They have his. So he's with them 100%. They are of one mind. You know what I mean? They are of one mind. They get rambunctious. They do. That comes from my side because it was six of us and four were boys. And, you know, my brother Tony was just, he was that dude. You know, anywhere, everywhere, all the time, you know, hunting, fishing, catching bugs before anybody thought to do it. And the youngest one, Niall, is a lot like my brother Tony. Just, you know, all go, no quit boy. But he deals, you know, he wrangles him in. You know what I mean? Marley is chill. Marley is ice. It is what it is. He gets that from the old man too. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. That's the third that he carved. The piece that he and I share is, I give a crap of meters don't go beyond three. They just don't. They
like
don't.
That.
Why is it yep. only F? There's yep. only one F.
Yep.
I don't give two.
They don't go beyond three. And it comes across for he and I both as arrogance and setting our ways. But the true answer is, we're not. We're analytical minds. We're learners. So if I seem to you to be set in my ways, it means that you haven't come up with a successful enough argument to get me to move from my position. That's on you. And we share that.
Listen,
am I right?
Listen, brother, I'm go to your right? son in a moment. But before I do, listen, brother, it's an honor to meet you.
Pleasure.
Welcome.
Pleasure.
I want to have you back.
Thank
because
you.
There's a lot more for us to discuss. And even outside of the podcast, off the air, you and our brother, we could dialogue.
Definitely.
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 That's respect. But before we shut it down, Jeff, the floor is yours.
Told you. I said it before, man. If practice makes perfect, I'm practice's baby. That's practice right there. So, you know, I appreciate you, Pop. I love you. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
It took a little bit of soul searching to get you on the air today. You know, we have a history story that not a lot of people know. So, you know, I'm glad I could get past those barriers to bring you on and be a part of this Street 16 thing.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for being there. You know,
always.
Thanks for looking enough like me for me to figure it out at 16.
You know, absolutely.
So, yeah, man, it's been great having you on. I'm humbled. I appreciate you stopping through.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Let's get into something funny.
Wait, before that, though, because you're Greek, so am I. I'm a Zeta.
Oh, nice.
So I just got to shout out Captain. I know you like old school cues. He got a whole bald head. I'm just letting you know. Jeff Daddy, watch this video. You're going to be in love, Captain. I'm just letting you know. My number one, she love old school cues. Every time we have a Greek picnic, that's where she at.
Yeah,
so
shout out. Yeah. Definitely.
Shout out to Captain. All right, give thanks. We're gonna take a quick break and we'll be back with my son, who's gonna call in for Father's Day on the Street 16 podcast.
Yeah, naughty here. I'm about to do my thing. Look at what the future bring. Letting my producer swing. This is Martin Luther King. I speak about peace, though I read about peace. Let the freedom out cease. I be in the southeast. And my mama told me not to curse round nurses. Back in the days when they burned down churches. Lottery picks spitting first round verses. Not signing up for the downtown circus. The bloodstained spillers. I sell painkillers. You so transparent. Cellophane zillers. 20 years still looking in the same mirror. I turn fishermen into hurricane fibers. The name overflow means I'm too long-winded. You all out of breath when my first song ended. The hot water splashing, got your daughter flashing. Give a nigga passion and watch my reaction.
Peace, we're back. Street 16 Podcast. Mike Barker, Keith Crawford, Jeff McCoy, Marco Valencia. And we like to wish once again a happy Father's Day to every one of the fathers out there. And in honor of Father's Day, my firstborn son, Titus Isaiah Barcliff, is joining the podcast. Titus, firstborn, Prince, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Peace, how you doing, son?
Pretty good. I'm liking all the names you just called me.
That's so cute.
All right, cool. And what name do you call yourself?
I just call myself Titus. But my rap name, you know, Triller T all day, every day.
Can you spell that for us?
T-R-I-L-L-A, space, capital T.
Triller T. And the name of your rap group?
Daydreamers.
And the name of your mixtape, the latest one?
Our latest one is 311.
And they can follow you on SoundCloud, YouTube,
yeah,
as what?
SoundCloud, YouTube, Spamrilla, iTunes. We just now getting on Spotify. And next step is Tidal. So, yeah, basically all music. All
that's
music
major.
Apps.
That's it major.
Is.
Big ups.
Okay, well, look.
Hold on. So, listen, tell us, you just had a show recently, right?
Yes, sir.
When and where, and tell us about the show.
We just had a live performance at Shaka's for the Showcase Tour. And it was really, really like our best performance yet. And it felt like a first major performance. Not only did we feel like we did good in the stage, we felt like we did good with connecting with other artists and like getting to know other people. So it's all about connections and all that other stuff.
Networking.
Yeah.
Politics.
All right. Pardon me, my brother. Titus, thank you for that. I'm going to take a back seat now. And I have Jeff, Key, and Marco. I'm going to start with Marco because they all have questions for you, okay?
All right, Betty.
All right.
All right, the first thing, Titus, is you're not a rapper. You don't have a rap group. You an MC. Right?
Gotcha.
That's how I look at your father, as an MC. That's what
right.
I was. But my question is, he always talking about balling with y'all. Can Mike really ball? That's the thing we haven't done together.
Oh, man.
Good question.
I'll tell you this. If you go to play basketball with my dad, oh, man, it's you're going to have the laugh of your life. Not only does he take, like, 200 practice shots, but like, it's so funny hearing him call out the shot before it misses. Like, if he misses it, he'll be like, short, and like it'd be like, like right then and there, you gotta go get it. He's like a referee and a coach and a basketball player on the court at the same time.
That makes sense.
Jeff? Yeah, we go through the same thing with him here.
Tonight. Well, look, Titus, this is Jeff, my man. Quick question. Mike always tends to lend himself to be the OG, grumpy old man ambassador to crew. He don't like to have fun. You know what I mean? He does, but he'll never tell you. He's always stoic and stone-faced. Tell us about Mike off the mic. Is he that serious all the time, or does he have fun with y'all?
It's like a level of seriousness. If the mood needs him to be serious and he needs to take charge, he'll be serious and be not about games. But no, he's a big kid just like the rest of us, to be honest. And like when we get him in the mood to have, like the other day, we was playing Clue on the living room floor. I don't know what OG you know that plays Clue, but
I do.
and he's like not always like a serious, strict type dad. He's also like a friend when you need him to be. Sort of like that, but you know, his dad first, so.
Word. Well, I'm glad you get to see that. We do not.
Key?
All right, this is Key. Hi, Titus.
Hello.
Okay, so I want you to tell me something either funny or embarrassing about your dad.
Bet. I got you.
Bet.
I think the funniest moment was I was at my dad's house, and we had just finished eating. And he had went upstairs, and he didn't think that I had cleaned off the table and all the other stuff. Because that's the job as the oldest. I got to clean up the table, do the dishes, all that stuff. So instead of him, you know, saying, Titus, did you clean up the table? This dude texted me a very aggressive text message saying, clean up the table with like 1,000 exclamation points. And I was like, I did. And he was like, oh, okay. And I was like, what?
Did he say sorry?
No, he never said sorry.
All right, well, Titus, your father is known on the show as Monica as your full-time baby daddy.
Mm-hmm.
What game has he given you as far as prowess for these ladies out here? Have you learned any game from your pop, or does he have no game?
He's always told me to respect ladies, respect women, no matter how bad they might treat you, because at the end of the day, like, they're girls and they're more sensitive than us, and if you, to be honest, you wouldn't want anybody treating like somebody like crap if it was your mother or something like that. So basically he'll tell me, like, if you don't want your mother to be treated like this, you shouldn't treat no other girl like this. You don't want your little sister to be treated like this, you shouldn't treat a girl like that. Like, it's all about respect with him when this comes to the ladies. So I guess that counts as game.
All right.
So your father has no game. Cool. That's all.
So Titus, they said, is there anything you want to ask me or any other panelists, except for DJ Kyrie? He charges for that. But anything you want to ask me, Jeff Key, or Marco before you go?
Yeah, I got a question for you. Isn't it obvious that I'm your favorite? And you can't say you don't.
Wow.
You got a favorite basketball team, favorite football team, favorite baseball team. So you do favorite schools. So what's up? What's up with this?
Is Titus your favorite child?
Titus, you are my favorite child.
Oh, here come the loophole.
Of the 20th century.
That was so good. I love that.
But, Titus, you're not a child, so you're my favorite young adult, and I'm very proud of you. You're doing well. Anything else you want to mention, shout out, anything in your squad, anything or anything else before we go?
I just want to thank y'all for, like, having me up here and all that other stuff. And I make sure y'all be nice to my dad. He might not be the best dad, but he's the only one I got and the only one I want. So, you know, just thank you. Thank y'all for everything.
No doubt. Wish him happy Father's Day. This is our Father's Day episode.
Happy Father's Day.
And the day before Father's Day is Titus' 20th birthday, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey, the turn up is real.
So that's this Saturday, right? And before you go, also, could you just repeat after me? This is Trilla T, and you are now listening to the Street 16 podcast.
Word. This is Trilla T, and you are now listening to the Street 16 podcast.
Thank you, son. I love you.
No problem.
Tell your mom I love her.
Got you.
Peace.
Daydreamers all day. Be easy, Titus.
All right, player.
Tell your mother I love her.
Thanks,
I
thanks, know that's thanks. Right. Thanks.
You got
Jeff.
Four different moms?
No, 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 no. I was going to tell Jeff the same thing. Tell your mom I love you. Pause. We'll be right back.
Oh! Hey, honey.
Jeff Brown is out the building.
Listen to the syllabus, the crown, we be killing this. Naughty, I'm the villain, it's your feeling, it's just him and this. Make me wanna, make me wanna, make me wanna bust one. Catch him on a corner by the spot I get the touch from. Overflow, I'm living in the middle of the river, and the alcohol is sitting in the middle of my liver. I'm the young black heart attack, cardiac monitor. Getting jug head now from Betty and Veronica. Naughty, I'm the son of Jah, under fire, wonder why. Orphan, I come and fly, thunder guy from the sky. Meta ruin, SoundCloud, sound click, reverb. That pip, Spotify, telling you what she heard. And after three words, the whole place shook. Now I got everybody on and I'm Facebook. I must be the great grandson of Nimrod. We catch wreck like we just got a gym car.
Peace, welcome back, Street 16 Podcast. Before we close with Marco's apology, Jeff McCoy, can you give us the pop culture update for the week?
Tomorrow, Superfly comes out. Original remake of a classic 70s black exploitation film. Starring Jason Mitchell and my man Trevor Jordan. Trevor Jordan's playing Superfly. Jason Mitchell, who you'll recognize as Eazy-E from Straight Outta Compton, is going to be his sidekick. I forget the brother's name right now. But Trevor Jordan, you may recognize this brother from the critically acclaimed spinoff from Blackish, Grownish. He plays Zoe's love interest. But he's got the fresh perm for the role. Little X, who you may remember as being, or I'm sorry, Director X, who was formerly Little X from a lot of the Sean Paul video. Stop banging on the foreigners. Mm-hmm. What is that?
I remember him.
Yeah, but a great music video director is transferred into doing film. So check out this debut if we can get any gas off, you know, the Black Panther film as far as us showing out for ours. I think this is a great opportunity to do so. Moving on from there in the line of film, Todd McFarlane has just confirmed that they will be doing a remake of Spawn. And Spawn will be, the character Spawn will be performed by none other than Mr. Ray himself, Jamie Foxx.
Nice.
He's been confirmed for the role, so Jamie Foxx is going to be a superhero. I think that's a great, great thing to add to the resume. If you haven't been paying attention, Ye's album just dropped. He says his bipolar is a superpower, mm-hmm. and not a disability.
Right.
Key's a big proponent of mental health and mental health issues. Mm-hmm. So you know, I think we should lend a segment to that one day. Coming up here real soon, especially in the light of everybody's favorite around-the-world globe-trotting chef, Anthony Bourdain, apparently has passed away at the age of 61 via suicide. Marco, this is news to you, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Anthony Bourdain passed away earlier this week from self-hanging. In his hotel room in Paris where he was filming an episode of Beyond Board. No, not Beyond Board is the name of the show.
The Parts CNN Unknown. Jank, right?
Yeah, Parts Unknown. Excuse me. Yeah Parts Unknown. But, you know, a big RIP shout out to that guy. He was a big influence on me. I'm a bit of a foodie. You know, those close to me will tell you that. I throw down. But anyway, I definitely look to Anthony Bourdain as an inspiration. In addition to that, in the scope of mental health, don't think that this is something that affects just, you know, present or past drug users and those people down on themselves financially, whatever the case may be, because with a net worth of $200 million, fashion designer Kate Spade committed suicide a couple of days before the late Anthony Bourdain. So check on your people, man. Look after each other. Take things seriously. If you're seeing any signs that somebody is, you know, done with this realm, take a moment to talk to them. You never know what conversation could save a life. With that being said, Key.
Excuse me. I wanted to jump in on that because we fail to address the people who don't look downtrodden. It's not just the ones who are depressed and not getting out of the bed, and you come over to the house and the room is filled with dirty laundry and old food containers. It's the I'm fine. Everything is okay. Make sure that you are paying attention and monitoring closely to the people that you love, because the I'm fine people, the everything is okay people, they can be feeling the same way. Because with Kate Spade, her family literally said that she was out having a good time, she was laughing and joking. Like, you have to watch those little subtle changes in your people, because they'll kind of give up just a little bit without saying everything. Hold your people close, check on them, watch for changes. Don't just ask, are you okay? Make sure you know that they're okay.
Okay, let me say this. There's a show coming on HBO about Robin Williams, right? And when I heard that he had committed suicide, I was like, what? He has everything. He's a popular actor. Everybody loves him, you know? They're going to have his children on the show. Like I said, it's coming out on HBO, but I'm curious to watch what was going on in his life that he feels like he was a failure when he is a big success. But they always say that, you know, money doesn't make you happy, which is right.
And those who create laughs usually have the most pain.
Yeah.
And speaking of laughs, Marco, you create a lot of laughs. But yeah. I think that some of your laughter has created some pain. So with that said, I'd like you to take the floor and tell me what you told me in the car, or tell me what you said you wanted to say after last week's podcast was over.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to make an apology to all my members on the panel. The reason why is because I was a little outlandish, even for me, right? But I was cutting across y'all. I was talking over y'all. And, you know, we have a great chemistry because we've been together for a while. So that's a bad thing, you know, because we all have to play our part. You see what I'm saying? Like I told Mike, he's the host. So he's the driver in the seat. You know what I'm saying? Jeff, you're sitting on the side with the map telling us where we need to go. Key is the one sitting, Mike, you need to slow down. You're going too fast.
Backseat driver.
And you know what I am?
Tell us.
I'm the annoying kid in the backseat.
Are we there yet?
Yeah.
Are we there yet?
Yeah. Hold on, Mike. Can you pull over so I can take a piss real quick? So I just want to apologize, you know, and to anyone who was offended last week by some of the things I said, I apologize to our listeners also. But I will not apologize for who I am. That's all I have to say.
Blame it on the goose. Got you in the zone.
Big shout out to Jamie Foxx.
You better.
Are black people coming out with pride for Superfly and comparing that to the same pride they came out to for King of Wakanda?
I haven't heard a lot of flex about it, but I think the swag is there. You got young black Hollywood in a starring cast. Rick Ross is in the movie, I think, playing one of the villains.
A cop.
He's playing a cop? Ha! How fitting!
No, he is a cop.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I don't like.
I thought you meant he was playing a cop. I thought that's what I don't like. That's ironically fitting.
The shade of it all.
Is it real? It's real shade.
He's talking all that gangster stuff, But you were a CO.
Let's fall away from Ross.
We got it. Mark.
But it's got black star power, young black star power. Future scored the soundtrack. So, you know, there's a lot of that trap heavy, you know what I mean, influence as far as the music is concerned. And I mean, big shouts to Little X. A lot of your favorite music videos.
It takes place in 2018. It's a contemporary film.
Yeah, they took the old film, broke it down in every way, shape, or form, and built it back up in a modern day era. In the beginning of the original Superfly was beat up. It was jumped by a bunch of junkies, but they were actually part of the system. So the young drug dealers that he's going against in this movie that he has a major conflict with, you know what I mean? They kind of flipped that, took the junkies and made them part of the crew, you know what I mean, that's trying to keep him from making $1 million to get out the game. You know what I mean? So the way it was spun and broke down, it's got a very modern feel, but still sticks to the original storyline. You know what I mean? So shout out to Lil X for that. Director X, excuse me. I keep calling you out your name, my guy. But I'm shout out to Director X on this major, you know, filmmaking debut.
Okay, just let me say, so that's what we need. Remakes of black exploitation films.
I hope it does well. I'd love to see a Dolomite. You know what I mean? A Foxy Brown.
They did one.
What? Foxy Brown? What are you talking about? Mary? Taraji?
They did a Foxy Brown.
Didn't they outside of Prime Grin?
About 15 years ago, right?
Yeah, they did. But the point is, now I would love to see a Dolomite movie because he reminds me of Rapid.
Right.
Hey, but still.
Well, let's reel it back in. Again, we hopped into DeLorean and hit 88. Let's bring it back to 2018. You know
what I mean? Hey, so, Key, you got anything in closing?
I'm just hitting the future. I'm good. Love and joy.
All right.
Hey, I'm walking on Minx.
Oh, I thought about you yesterday because at my job's company picnic, they had a pet, best dressed pet contest.
Oh, I missed it.
Yeah.
I should have came.
Right. No, you shouldn't. It was cold as hell. I was there.
No, you shouldn't.
Hell no. I was going to go fishing. It's too cold.
-5 on the bipolar weather at VA. But look, I think our time is up. So please like, comment, share, and subscribe in that order. Please let us know if you accept or reject Marco's apology. There's more layers to that story. And we'll see y'all next time. Happy Father's Day once again.
Street 16 Podcast, Music Theory Studios, Norfolk, Virginia. It's been real, guys.
No doubt.
When we come back, Jeff's driveway will be fixed and no longer be a sink hazard to the neighbors and
the fence is done.
Of Virginia.
Driveway's on the way. We out here making major moves, house repairs and shit. It's tool time.
Street 16, y'all.
That's right, I heard it. You don't deserve it. Who don't deserve it? You don't deserve it. You gon' get murdered. You done disturbed it. Look how I word it. Have not a shame how the game be perverted. Perverted. I heard it. 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 Yo, long live the legend of the warrior Rasta. Engineering in the laboratory with doctors. Backtrack. That's that rap cat's bit bacteria. Chemical toxins lead through injections. Throw a perfect game, it don't equal perfection. Gotta know hitter with the people's selection. But still, I'ma go give them equal affection. There are a few things that I need you to question. Like everyone who ever made a feeble suggestion. Starve you of knowledge and feed you aggression. And sell you a pill just to treat you depression. Now follow the guidelines, watch from the sidelines. Hip hop is dead, cause y'all never tried mine. This is a late hit, helmet to helmet. And these are the folks that I'm in the realm with. You don't deserve it, who don't deserve it? You don't deserve it, you gon' get murdered. You done disturbed it, look how I word it. Have not a shame how the game be perverted. Perverted, I heard it. I heard it, I heard it. I heard it, I heard it. I heard it, I heard it. Hey yo, this goes out to the disconnected. Spitting that sick shit, disinfected. Half y'all might have been misdirected. Not even putting out vicious records. No, that's not what the doctor ordered. Y'all can't swim in the darker water. Google that real shit. shit. Who's gonna pop up? Overflow flooded, your dance floor mop up. Sweaty and slipping, you didn't pay the janitor. Runaway slave that made it up to Canada. Who are you? Who am I? I'ma stay true to mine. Ever since junior high, you and I unified. Never gonna give up, do not break discipline. For heads at the gig or they smoke break, listening. Flow like it fell out of Boat Lake, Michigan. All I have not, man, I'm that's right, I heard it. You don't deserve it. Who don't deserve it? You don't deserve it. You gon' get murdered. You done disturbed it. Look how I word it. Have not a shame how the game been perverted. Perverted. I heard it. 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 It's my 4-minute roll. You can play the part of the tormented soul. Or you can be the guy with his eyes on the prize. And you can be the guy too late to realize you don't deserve it. Time to move on. You can be the guy I'm about to prove wrong. Or I can call you out when I drop my new song. No matter what I write, I'm about to do wrong when I got my shoes on. Cause I'm just an MC trying to make sense of this. So what's the difference between jig and gibberish? What's the difference between sick and sickness? Well, I'm the difference between liquor and licorice. No results though, I've been close though. After all these years, I would hope so. It sound harsh, I got the sore throat flow. Get on board, you gon' land with a vocal.